In de vorige uitzending heb ik u verteld dat we een rondje Hull gingen doen. In Bridlington en een aantal plaatsen eromheen. In feite is dat het gebied East Yorkshire. Ik heb jullie ook verteld dat we dat niet met de ferry gaan doen vanuit Rotterdam Europoort naar Hull haven dan met de ferry van P&O. Maar dat we dat per trein gaan doen. We maken er een beetje een wedstrijd van om te kijken wat de tijd is die je nodig hebt om overdag van pakweg Utrecht via Brussel naar Londen en dan naar Hull te komen met de trein. We hebben die ervaring al gehad. Ging vrij snel. De treinen vertrokken niet vanuit St. Pancras, maar vanuit het station erbij, King's Cross. Alles liep goed en dan zijn we het station in Hull aangekomen. En daar wacht ons Dan Wheeler op. Hij is van het toerisme hier in Hull en East Yorkshire. And Dan heeft ons naar het hotel gebracht. Dan, why have people come to Hull?
Well, I think what we're really trying to do is to make sure that people understand what Hull has to offer to a visitor. So, whether it's the 8 free museums and galleries that we have in the city, the Deep, the UK's most successful millennium project, or maybe one of the restaurants, the historic pubs that we have, the Old Town, the historic churches. Hull really is a city that's full of surprises. Yeah.
And we've noticed Hull has become a cultural capital soon. Is it kind of impact for that year that there is so much culture, or was there always a lot of culture in Hull?
Well, a really strong part of our bid to become UK City of Culture 2017 was actually demonstrating what culture there is already in the city. So that be it from the arts festivals, dance, theatre, music,
and
the galleries. Indeed. And demonstrating the pure breadth and volume that we have already. Part of that is our famous festival, which is the Freedom Festival, which happens the first weekend in September. That attracts in the region of 85 to 100,000 people every year. It's a huge festival, and really from that has grown a lot of smaller independent festivals, things like the Comedy Festival and the Humber Street Sesh. So really, we are seeing a huge amount of culture in the city already, and 2017 is really just going to build on that.
Okay. People want to know more about Hull. They have to come, but you have a website?
Of course, yes. We have the website, visithullandeastyorkshire.com. You can find out a huge amount of information on there. But really, to get the full experience, of course, you have to visit.
Okay, in de volgende uitzending praten we even verder. Alle informatie ook op de sites van Visit Britain.